Hey, this is Brandon.
And Thu.
And this is Justin.
And we're Dead Air Radio.
We want to wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
You're listening to the Christmas Stocking Podcast.
I'm Lee Cameron. Thanks, guys. They interviewed me on their show recently, and it was a lot of fun. They're from Maryland. If you would like to introduce the Christmas Stocking, all you need to do is go to mychristmasstocking.net, click the Call Me button, my voicemail will call you, and you can do it just the way they did. You could do exactly what they did by sending an audio file to topelf@mychristmasstocking.net. Hey, happy Black Friday! If you can call it happy. Are you shopping today? Even if you downloaded this as soon as it was available Thanksgiving night, have you already been shopping?
Yeah!
Target, Toys R Us, and Walmart have already started their Black Friday sales on Thanksgiving, and more started at midnight. This isn't actually incredibly new. The outlet mall we often go to on Black Friday here in California had some stores opening at 9 or 10 on Thanksgiving a few years ago. But such high-profile stores moving into Thanksgiving, traditionally a holiday almost everybody got off, has caused some controversy this year, and a lot of people are talking about it. On the other hand, I'll bet there are more than a few workers who were glad to have an excuse to bail early on their Thanksgiving festivities. You know how it can get. The Better Business Bureau always has great tips for Black Friday and shopping in general, so I wanted to pass some of them along to you. Do your research before you go. Don't forget any coupons you find and print them out if you can, because not everybody's going to take a phone coupon. They're still kind of new. Know the return policies. You may not have as long as you think, and you may lose a restocking fee. If you're giving a gift, get a gift receipt to give too, which has info on what was bought except for the price paid. It'll be easier for your loved one to return that when, you know. Online, shop on sites you know and trust. Of course, they recommend starting with the Better Business Bureau. If you do see a BBB seal or another trust mark, click on it to make sure it's real. Check the privacy policy so your personal info isn't used in ways you wouldn't want to. Then, when you do enter information, check the address bar in your browser. You want to make sure the URL starts with https:// instead of http:// There may be a lock in the address bar or on the bottom of your browser, depending on what you use. Both of these indicate a secure connection that will encrypt the information you send, making it this side of impossible for the bad guys to get it. Okay, if a deal sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true, especially online. Be really careful with those. Pay with your credit card. It will be easier to dispute a charge, and you often won't have to pay if someone steals your info. That's not going to be true with a debit card. Keep a copy of your confirmation pages, too, even if it's in your computer. That can really help if there's a problem. Of course, now you can shop while you shop with your mobile apps. I have a bunch, and although I'll be honest, I usually use just my Amazon app because I know and trust them. But I have some Black Friday apps which have the circulars as they come out, and other deals, too. I have Black Friday, powered by DealNews.com, which has ads, deals, and ways to search. TGI Black Friday has deal lists from a ton of stores, or you can search by category. I also have FatWallet.com's Black Friday app, which was the only one not counting down to Black Friday. It was very weird. It has deals broken down by store and category. I generally check those on Thanksgiving and Black Friday, and they're all fine. They can be handy to help you figure out what kind of deal is in front of you, and I like to use the reviews on Amazon to decide if I'm interested in buying sometimes, even when I'm planning to buy at the store I'm in. And I don't have any Android devices, but I'm guessing all of these apps have Android versions. Of course, many stores and websites have been having what they call Black Friday deals all week, some of them all month. Newegg called it Black November, which sounds like Halloween to me, but okay. But they supposedly launched the deep discounts on Wednesday. Amazon has had Black Friday week. Since the economy continues to struggle, retailers are doing all they can to maximize profits, and the strategy is often discounts. Deal News believes we'll see the best deals since 08, when we had a lot of great deals. Even with conservative ordering strategies, retailers have had a lot of inventory hanging around. I've always been somewhat disappointed by the deals on Black Friday. Except for doorbusters, it seems like the sales are normal. Maybe a larger percentage of their inventory is on sale than usual, I guess. But are there things you shouldn't buy? DealNews.com says yes. Toys don't get their best discount on Black Friday, unless it's a hot toy, and then it's probably sold out by the time you get to it. Better to wait 2 or 3 weeks. TVs from the big brand names are another no-no at the holidays. Again, maybe some doorbusters, but this isn't generally the best time anyway. I hear January is great because old models are moving out and Super Bowl is coming up. There's not much happening on the TV front anyway right now. 3D TV was the big push, but people don't seem too concerned about it. So maybe there will be some pretty good deals. Unusual for this time of year. Calendars for next year, Christmas decorations will be regular price, jewelry should be bought when others aren't buying, which is not the holidays, I don't know, maybe August? They say don't buy the Roku 2 XS on Black Friday. Amazon had a really good deal on Roku last year on Black Friday, but an even better deal in mid to late December, so wait a bit. Of course, you'll be taking a chance. But aren't you always? There are a few other tips which you can find in a link in the show notes at mychristmasstocking.net. A lot of years there are must-have items for Christmas. I can't think of many I've heard about for adults. There are cool electronics, of course. iPad will do well, and the new Kindle Fire tablet I think a lot of people are going to want. Maybe the Nook tablet. Don't buy a game console if you can help it. The Wii and the Xbox are due for an upgrade, which will probably happen next year. Of course, that could mean good deals at the holiday season. See, it's all very confusing. Got together to create that song. They call themselves the Elves of Heaven, and it's called This Christmas. It's in the Christmas stocking, of course. Where else would it be? I'm Lee Cameron. Hey, I wanted to say hi to Micah, Denise205, and Metro Matt. They're all following me at Twitter, at Xmas Stocking. Twitter.com at Xmas Stocking. A lot of activity there. I post a lot of news about what's going on for the upcoming holiday, and I remind you about the episodes there, too. follow me. Also join us on Facebook, facebook.com/Christmas Stocking. We can have more of a conversation there, you know. Want to say hi to Mike and Eddie Lee and Alan and friends of mine, Jenna and Barbara, who just liked the Facebook page. Come on, like it. We all like to be liked. Facebook.com/Christmas Stocking. If you're on Google Plus, put me in one of your circles. Eventually something will happen. I'm not sure what. I am there. Christmas Stocking. Just do a search at plus.google.com for Christmas Stocking. And hopefully we can have a hangout or something during the season. I'm not guaranteeing anything, but hopefully I'll actually enter some information during the Christmas season. I'm not guaranteeing that either. And of course, home base, mychristmasstocking.net, where you'll find the episodes, the show notes, ways to shop Amazon, and other ways to help the Christmas Stocking. In fact, I wanted to thank the anonymous listener from the anonymous country for giving to the Christmas Stocking. You know who you are. I appreciate everything you've done for me in the show. If you would like to give, there is a link at the top of mychristmasstocking.net. I have a few people who are being too generous by contributing every month. You don't have to do that, but you may if you would like. You can either do that. I think they call it a subscription. Or you can just do a one-time contribution. I really, really appreciate it. Not tax-deductible. I'm not a nonprofit, but I really appreciate it, and you're definitely helping the podcast. Also, at mychristmasstocking.net, I would like you to wish anybody you want Merry Christmas or get your favorite Christmas memory, your favorite Christmas tradition. Just click Call Me, enter your phone number, and Google will call my voicemail, and you can tell me all about your favorite Christmas memory, favorite Christmas tradition, introduce the Christmas Stocking. Charlie wrote with a Christmas tradition I wanted to share. He writes, "This is one of my traditions that I have had since I was a little kid. When my two brothers and my sister and I would open our presents from Santa, I would always hide one of mine when nobody was looking. And then when we were all done opening our gifts, I would pull the hidden one out and be able to be the last person to open a gift on Christmas morning. My brothers and sister would get so mad. I still do it to this day." Yeah, I used to do that when I was a kid, and I would still do that, but these days my mom gets most of the gifts in this house, so I wonder if she's doing that. I'm Lee Cameron. Speaking of Facebook, Sarah on Facebook suggested we talk about nativity scenes. That is an excellent suggestion, Sarah. Thank you. We're going to do that next time in the Christmas Stocking.